Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing Eye of the Storm, and then part 3 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Our Gracious Creator, from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 3.
In the eye of the storm, you remain in control, and in the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm.
When the solid ground is falling out from underneath my feet, between the black skies and my red eyes, I can barely see. When I realize I've been sold out by my friends and my family, I can feel the rain reminding me.
In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. And in the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm.
Far from me, and I'm running out of faith. I see the future I picture slowly fade away. And when the tears of pain and heartache are pouring down my face, I find my peace in Jesus' name.
In the eye of the storm,
I've only got a few months left. It's like a bitter pill I'm swallowing. I can barely take a breath. And when addiction steals my baby girl, and there's nothing I can do, my only hope is to trust you.
Amen.
I trust you, Lord.
In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war,
yeah. So first thing that we establish here is the fact that God speaks. The second thing that we establish is that God acts. God does. God's not idle. I mean, you look back over 6,000 years plus, and God is still today doing great and mighty things, isn't He? Amen. Our God not only today speaks, our God not only acts, but our God makes. Amen. And he said, and let there be, and what happened? There was. And hallelujah. Not only does God today speak, act, make, but I'm glad today that if you will look through these lens, this lens that God's given us today, you find something else. God also remakes. Amen. He remakes. He redeems. Amen. Oh, thank God. You know why He can redeem? It's because He is the Redeemer. You know why He can change your life? Because He's the only one that can change your life. He's the one today that really counts. He's the one that today that will necessitate and bring about tremendous change in your life. So in the beginning, God is the foundational truth of all theology. Theology is a study about God. And if you can't get this right, you're not going to get any of it right. So in the beginning, God has to be the bedrock. It has to be the foundation today that you build your life on, that you build your family on. And if you're trying to build on anything else, it's not going to work. You can turn over all the new... I mean, here we are. What's today? 15? Here it is, 15 days into a new year. And I'm sure some of you, and I'm not going to embarrass you, ask you how many of you made New Year's resolutions. Well, I will ask you that. How many of you made some New Year's resolutions? Nothing wrong with that. Anybody make some New Year's resolutions? Oh, that's right. That's good. That's good. That's all right. Now, I'm not going to ask you the second part of the question. Because some of you didn't raise your hand because you knew what the second part of the question was going to be. How many of you have already broken some of those things that you've already decided that you were going to change? Those New Year's resolutions. Thank you for your honesty. Amen. If we were all... We probably ought to have an altar call right there because the rest of us are probably lying if the truth was known. But anyway, the fact is today, listen, the thing in our life today, we've got to let God do the changing in us. But you've got to cooperate with what God wants to change. You enter the Bible through the portal, this phrase of in the beginning God. And if you don't get this right in the beginning God, then it doesn't affect, you know, it will affect how you live, it'll affect how you think. And then you know what? If you don't get that part right, you're going to miss the entirety of the Bible. You say, well, the Bible's just about Jesus saving souls. There's more to it than that. Jesus is just not about saving souls. Jesus is about changing lives. He's about remaking you. Therefore, if any man, woman, boy, or girl be in Christ, they are a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You've been remade. Amen. How many saved people in the room say amen?
Amen.
I mean, if you really are saved today and you're not ashamed of it, shout amen.
Amen.
All right, that's fantastic. Now, how many of you today, and I'm not going to ask you this question to ask for you to answer audibly, but how many of you today, you said that you're saved, but how many of you today, you got that part, but how many of you today have the second part? Wait a minute, preacher, what do you mean the second part? You've got to be saved. The Word of God declares that. You must be born again, Jesus told Nicodemus, but also today, you've got to be surrendered. You've got to be sanctified. You've got to be set apart. Well, I got all that when I got saved. No, you didn't. You got saved when you got saved. Jesus took away your sin of rejecting Him and birthed you into His family and wrote your name in heaven. Hallelujah. But then you've got to come to God and say, Lord, I surrender my life to You. I give You my all. I've got to give it all to You, Lord. I can't control my life. Every time that I try to control my life, I wind up running I run into walls and I mess up life. You know, it comes today, the mess ups and the things that we do in life that we miss the mark is because we have not surrendered our life entirely and completely unto the presence and the leadership of the Lord. See, God's got to be Lord of all. He's got to be Lord just not on Sunday. He's got to be Lord on the other 6 days of the week too. He's got to be Lord in all parts of your living today. So the Bible is not about making you happy. I know today we want to be, but it's not about making you happy. It's not about bringing you financial success. It's not about today religion. The Bible today is about the grace and the goodness of God that's been extended to mankind. And if you don't even have that, then you've missed the whole point. If you start with God, you've got to start with Him today. Listen, God's creative acts stand as a witness of who God is. I mean, you think about it. Here's a God that spoke a universe, a world into existence. Spoke it. What an amazing thing. And in Genesis 1:1, we see a God who initiates, we see a God who inaugurates today as a God who moves and a God who speaks. And let me tell you what, that same God is still alive today, amen. Therefore, telling us today that there is a living God. I don't care what the world says. I don't care what politicians say. I don't care what the atheists say. I don't care what the agnostics say. I don't care what the idiots say. I don't care what science says. I don't care what anybody says. There is a one true living God. Amen. How do you know it, preacher? I talked to Him this morning. And He's in this room right now. You don't see Him, but I'll tell you what, He's here. Amen. The comfort and the truth of Genesis 1 today sets the tone for the entirety of the whole Word of God. What are you saying, Pastor? I mean, you've been babbling on about this. God is the center of the universe, and God wants to be the center of your life. Amen. And the subject of the Bible is not your happiness. The subject of the Bible is God's holiness. Now, let me give you two quick points and try to get you out of here. Number one, the God of creation is the God that gives us or gives me confidence. Amen. So we get this. We embrace the simple truth of our God. I just can't understand it all. You will never understand it all. You just embrace it and believe it. Amen. The very front door, the entry of the Bible is the plain truth of how God did what He did and who God is. That's the front door. You've got to come to God through the front door. There's only one way. Amen. This is the place, and this place that is called the front door of the Bible is to remind you today that if you enter into a relationship today with God, you enter this door and you do it by the process that is called faith. Amen. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now, going to John 1. Oh, I love John 1. Because here is a declaration of what we find that was proclaimed in Genesis. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word is interpreted meaning Jesus. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. For the light shineth in darkness, and the light, or the darkness, comprehended it not. Then going down to verse 12, this is where it gets really good. He says, but as many as received Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God, even to them that will believe on His name. So, for this to be effective in our life, what are you saying? What is it all saying here? What is Genesis 1 about? What is this about? What's the Bible about? It's about that you got to believe in God, amen. And just not to get you through the process of salvation, but God is one that will get you through life, amen. And give you an eternity. The truth must be received. You've got to receive what God has provided. Do you believe in creation? Say amen.
Have you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program today? If you have, we'd love to hear from you. Write us a letter, Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, that's two words, Blue Ridge, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501. Or email our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, the letter A, then duck, D-U-C-K, at AOL.com. Thank you, and have a great day. Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden Program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.